Number one talk station 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you once again, Lagos, Nigeria. It's 6 minutes past the hour. We'll bid you welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. We're reaching you live from our audio visual studios here on Etimi and Crescent Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. We started this show at 5 a.m. and it's been really some heavy hitters on the show since 5 a.m. To the point that we had to scrap the papers at 6:15 just so we can accommodate more reactions to the earlier element of the show. So but right now we're continuing with our series on Road to 2023, where we'll bring forth stakeholders trying to vie for your vote for your mandate in 2023. Yesterday we spoke with the presidential candidate. Today we are speaking with the governorship candidate here in Lagos on the platform of the Social Democratic Party, SDP. He's none other than Chief Kunle Uthman, who is the Lagos governorship candidate on the SDP platform. Chief Uthman, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us today.
Sheriff, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here once again.
It's good to have you here. Let's have you know that he's on the hot seat, so you're very free to call him and ask him those probing questions. Like I said earlier, look, when the campaign hasn't started, right? When campaign starts, they will all return and you can really hit them hard with those questions, because what we're trying to do is to, you know, bring these candidates very close to you, away from the noise that you see on the social media, away from the noise that you see on the streets. What you would be hearing on Nigeria Info are issues-based conversations. And that's exactly what we want to get into this morning on Nigeria Info. So according to the INEC website, this morning we're just 165 days away from the next election, the presidential, the National Assembly, which would eventually kickstart the main election for the year 2023, starting February 25. So today we'll speak with the Lagos State Governorship candidate for Social Democratic Party, Chief Kunle Uthman. Chief Taofeek Kunle Uthman was declared winner of the Social Democratic Party SDP governorship primary for Lagos State on Monday, 30th of May 2022. The SDP governorship candidate, in his address shortly after clinching the ticket, said Lagos has not benefited from the governance routes by the ruling party. We're going to start from there. How do you mean by Lagos has not benefited?
Well, good morning. Lagos is known as the center of excellence among the 36 states in the Federation for good reasons. Because it is the commercial capital of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and ordinarily it should be a place where everything works. There should be a functional transportation, there should be a functional health system, buildings should never ever collapse, and it should also be a place where there is a cross-fertilization of ideas. People should find this place so friendly that they will come in here to come and actualize their dreams. We have Badagry, which is a very excellent place, with the coconut groves. We have also in Badagry the history of the slave trade, which should be a basis of tourism, and this had not been adequately developed. We have also found ourselves in the city of traffic gridlock everywhere. I listened to the broadcast yesterday when some people left their homes at about 4 o'clock from Abramade Sawyer, and they were yet to get to Lekki 4 hours later. I have also driven from Ekpe to Lagos, and it was 6 hours journey. The road is bad, and there are key developments in that area, which we must commend the Lagos State Government. We have the Dangote Refinery. We have the free trade zone. The only thing that is critically missing is the fact that nobody had thought it out, that when all these places begin to function, it will further complicate the traffic gridlock in that area. More importantly, there ought to have been a coastal road, which should be part of the mega city dream of Lagos State. There is nothing like that there. What you now have here is some kind of sporadic development of people allocating the land to themselves, and they are building in business center, they are building event centers all over the place. So even if you try to divert and leave that area, you find out that it's still gridlock everywhere. So government ought to find a quick solution to this, but unfortunately, they don't have enough time to solve that problem. Because one, there is need for development of water transportation. There is also need for improvement of road transportation. And it's not a problem limited to Lagos. If you go to Ikorodu, between Mile 12 and Ikorodu, you can't move. There's still traffic everywhere. The development in Apapa is such that it ought to be a revenue generation place for the entire Federal Republic of Nigeria. You have the ports there, you have the container terminal there, but you can't even go in and out of Apapa. So it's a problem. Why we may commend Lagos State Government for some of their efforts in certain areas, I also believe that they have not done enough. We have a traffic management system, which is LASMA. When LASMA was established, it was a very nice organization, good people, very professional. What we now have as LASMA is actually worse than the Nigerian police, because you find people hiding in different places and trying to arrest you when you commit an offense. They have abandoned their own primary duty of managing traffic. And for me, I think this is wrong. We ought to retrain LASMA. And that's one of the key factors in our own manifesto, that we're going to reform LASMA. We're going to take them back to the drawing board. We'll see what we can do to improve that organization. We'll train them, we'll clothe them differently, and we'll make sure it is a very professional organization. We'll pay them better pay. And we'll also ensure that in certain areas of Lagos, where there is almost 21 hours traffic gridlock, we have a system whereby there's LASMA all through the night. A shift system will be introduced, whereby some will work for 8 hours, another set for 8 hours, another set for 8 hours. Okay. Because there's some areas in this state that you just have some sort of development that has been badly coordinated. If you go to the Lekki axis, that is the story of from Lekki to Ekpe. If you go to Ikorodu, it's the same problem. From the Ewelekpe area, all those areas are developed in such a way that there must be found a solution. Because people who are there, they are people who pay tax to Lagos State, and I think they should have a better life. There will be need for them to complete the road that is linking Ikorodu to the Ekpe Express, to the Lagos Ibadan Express Road. Okay. Because we have to commend the federal government for what they are doing in that access. That road is a road that has been abandoned for a long time, but the Federal Ministry of Works and Housing, they are doing their best to ensure that there is traffic. So what we also need in that area is, while this is also ongoing by the federal government, we also need the government itself to be able to manage traffic. For example, it said today that students, NANS, they intend to block that express road today as part of their protest. Right. For me, that is ill-advised. But you need not block the road. As to being on strike for this long is an indictment of government. But the solution is not street protest. The solution is not for us to behave like them. The solution is for the students just to beat their time and for us to continue to plead with us and federal government that they should go back to the negotiating table and solve this problem.
I'll come, Chief Uthman, I'll come to you much later on ASU and the rest of the national issues. I want us to stay in Lagos. You mentioned quite a number of things about transportation in Lagos.
Yes.
How would you, apart from LASMA reforms and the shift based operations that you mentioned, the problem of traffic is, maybe some people will say it's beyond LASMA. What do you think the problem of traffic is? What's really the cause of traffic, perennial traffic, like everyday traffic issue, loss of man hours, quality productive hours on Lagos roads every day? What do you think are the main causes, and how would you suppose these causes can be remedied or stopped completely?
First and foremost, through the years, I believe in the past 20 to 30 years, traffic has been an issue in Lagos. But previous governments have been able to find some kind of solution to this problem. I remember there was a time in Lagos they introduced what they call the park and ride system. The park and ride meant that you would drive your vehicle to a certain point.
Yeah.
I think then it was at first tack. Okay. Then you bought a bus. And you had an option to either board the well-cushioned, comfortable bus or you board a normal bus. I think we should reappraise that situation.
Okay.
We should look at a park and ride system. Because we all do need to come into the city. And if you have a park and ride system, a man sits in a car, is alone, and there are about 5 extra seats. That's not necessary. That's wastage of gasoline. That's wastage of space. So if he was able to park his car at a point, board a bus, come into the state, and then on his return journey, he takes the same bus, and then he gets back to his destination. I think this would be a nice idea. We need to look at it again, reappraise it, and see the possibility of practicalizing this option. But also, one very important key factor in Lagos, during the Jakonde time, you remember, we had Baba Kekere, which was like a ferry service. The ferry service moved a certain number of people, which was quite a large number, from CMS to other parts of Lagos, to Kokomaiko and other places, because we have water everywhere. Well, we must commend what they are doing, the water authority in Lagos State, but I believe they are not doing enough. This small 50-people boats that they are putting onto the water is not what they should be putting there. We need to look at a ferry service system that will service the ocean-based part of Lagos. And you're having that from Badagry. It's coming to Ekpe Ijede area. You have the water also dovetailing into Lagos Island. So we need to consider some sort of mass transportation on the water.
On the water.
We cannot be on the road all the time. And a situation whereby for any mini thing you have to be on the road, that should not be necessary. So we need to develop the water transportation more importantly. Because what we have as development in Ekpe, the only solution to that development is water transportation. Badges for movement of the goods that will be produced in those areas, badges that will serve Dangote refinery. We also have a possibility of people moving on the water. So that takes you off. Then if you get to a part of Lagos, Naikwe, you can see a connection of a road that could be built that will link directly to Ondo State, Okitipupa, Igbokoda area. There will be need for water transportation also in that area, so that goods will be moved on the road. Goods going to other parts of the Federation need not come into the city. If you make a connection, you build a road, you build a bridge from that area, then it will be possible for you to load in those destinations and move straight to Ondo. You have cut off Ogun, you have cut off Oyo, you get into Odo, you enter Edo, and then you move. Because there has to be a distribution network that has to be realistic. So we can no longer keep talking about road transportation. We have to move people away from the road. And traffic gridlock. For me, traffic gridlock has through the years defined our lives in this city. It is the question of management of traffic. And I sincerely commend the government of Lagos State that introduced LASMA. But the problem is the lack of monitoring of LASMA. Like I said earlier,
funding of LASMA.
Supervision. I wouldn't want to say funding.
Okay.
LASMA is a veritable opportunity for us to create jobs. But who are the people that will go to LASMA? We need a training school whereby if you decide to be a traffic person, we used to have traffic ward in air. What you will do, you go for training in LASMA. Maybe you are there for about 6 months. You are refined. You are disciplined. You are given a paramilitary training to ensure that you are a fit and proper person to be on the road. And more importantly, you are also drilled on the consequences of collecting bribes on the road. You are not a policeman. Your duties are defined. Your duty is not to come and start checking vehicles' particulars on the road. So if we have a very professional LASMA force, and like I said earlier, LASMA cannot operate the way Amana other organizations operate. There are some areas in this Lagos, traffic is 20 hours.
That's right.
So for me, I think we should have an incentively driven LASMA.
Okay.
That they will have a shift. So that even at 10 p.m., 11 p.m., you still have LASMA in the VGC access. Yeah. Because you have people going there all the time.
That's right.
You have LASMA in the Ikorodu access. You have LASMA in Agege. You have them functioning in key areas. And we'll be able to ensure their security. So for me, the issue of traffic in Lagos State is not intractable, it's not unsolvable, it's just that government has not done the right thing. And we can modify what they are doing. They are not to be condemned. Some people started that organization. But the important thing is, and also, drivers in Lagos, they need to be more disciplined. Because what you find in Lagos,
even the road users themselves.
The road users. What you find in Lagos is a certain area, for example, on Eko Bridge, they are fixing the road there. You find mass traffic, Okada riders, down four people turning right there on the bridge and facing traffic. That's not government. That is the irresponsibility of the citizens of the state. So we now need a system whereby we don't discuss these things. We don't just talk about it. We need to punish. Because a law and a regulation without sanctions will serve no purpose. So if you are caught, there has to be a system whereby you will know the consequences of your action. It should not be fine all the time. You have to serve in prison in uniform. They will give you a certain uniform to show your children and people that know you that you're a bad example of a citizen of the state.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
that will do it.
Let me talk to you very quickly, because I need to take calls right now and hear from Lagos, since you're vying for their votes. Although we're not campaigning, campaign has not started, but you're here to answer their questions, right? But let me, since we are on road transportation, what's your position on Agbero's on the streets of Lagos, on the roads of Lagos?
The word Agbero itself is a misnomer. They should not be found in any society, especially Lagos, considering the nature of this place as a center of excellence. Agbero is an aberration. What you have found is not what you call Agbero. There are just some people who are collecting money, making money, and putting it in their private pockets. What you need to do as a matter of urgency is to regularize what is going on in the parks. You don't need this system of pay A, pay B, pay C, pay E. Whatever has to be paid should be factored into the cost of transportation. It's just like if you bought an air ticket. That ticket has tax, it has some other elements is there.
Right.
So if I decide to board a vehicle from Lagos to Ibadan, and I'm the cost of the ticket ordinarily will about 750 naira.
Right.
What this Agbero, this union, all that, you know, factored into it, maybe will be about 850. I pay. So we don't have these multiple unions in the motor parks. We don't have people who are just there for the purposes of extortion. And again, over the years, the politicians have actually misused these people. There are people who are used for other purposes during an election. And I think we are going into a more refined area. If an Agbero man, train him, put him in the agricultural plantation, let him be useful to society. He's not a man who will harass you in traffic, harass you everywhere. Because there are some places, the Agberos are not even just in the motor parks, they're just everywhere. You have Oraisa, you have all these characters. And that should not be so. Because I could remember there was a time in this Lagos, this question of miscreants was solved during the first tenure of Oba Akiolu when he assumed throne in this Lagos. What we need to do, we need to train people. We need to ascertain the quality you possess. If you have no education whatsoever, we need to create some kind of job for you. We have a plantation. We have a farm. We'll put you there. We'll pay you something that is commensurate with your lifestyle and that will be able to maintain you. Then you are going to be useful to the state. We keep you on the road. You keep harassing people. That is not the solution. So I think we should think outside the box. We should no longer see education from the point of being a lawyer, being a doctor, being an engineer. We should lay emphasis on basic things. We need to develop vocational education. You'll be surprised, Sheriff, that there are times when people want to do basic things. They will tell you when they want to sew their clothes, the best tailors are in Togo or in Benin. It's sickening to hear this kind of thing. Some people will have to bring plumbers from certain areas when they are doing constructions. We should stop this. We have people. We need to train people. We need to dignify the carpenter on the road. We need to dignify the mechanic on the road. We need people, we need to regulate a system whereby every individual citizen of this state and this federation will contribute something to society. And the only reason why we can do that and not be bogged down by problems, which are misnomers, is to create vocational education. You can award OND, you can award HND, and you can just even award a mere diploma. You must have a system whereby we train and then we put back in society.
Chief, let's pause here. Let's prepare to head out. Let's take this short break. Lagos, when we return from this short break, I would open up the phone lines and you can speak to Chief Uthman, the governorship candidate of the Social Democratic Party, on the show this morning. Stay with us. We'll be back.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Crossfire. Chief Kunle Uthman is still here with me, the Social Democratic Party governorship candidate here in Lagos. It's Road to 2023 on the Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'm going to open up the telephone line right now for you to chime in and ask him a couple of questions before, you know, I continue my engagement with him on the show today. 0700-993-993-993. We are live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. If you'd like to watch, you can drop your questions on there on these two platforms as well, and I will take them. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM, and WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Please, when you're calling, go straight to the point. We'd like to help you, ask you to help us manage the time very well. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please.
Please, I'm sorry, I'm not talking about the governor's country.
Let's leave it then, please. No, we don't have that much time. I'm really sorry, yeah? And we're sorry that you're sorry as well. Let's just go straight to the point and ask questions. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please.
My question to Mr. Usman. This is Pastor Ladipo.
You're welcome.
I'm calling from Orilegum.
Hmm.
My question to him is this. What solution will he propose, since it's not yet a campaign time, about this traffic robbery and all this port-related fighting going on almost every part of Lagos? Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Yeah, thank you too. That's actually part of the questions that we will talk about much later on. But let me take another call quickly. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Morning to you.
Well done. Well done for what? So, I want to ask you, your guest.
Yes, please.
Is it indigenous of Lagos?
Is he what?
Indigenous of Lagos.
Okay. Is he from Lagos? Okay. All right. Okay. Let's take one more, Chief. Let's take one more, then I'll come to you. Okay. Let's see who is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on, please.
My name is Robert.
Welcome, Robert.
Good morning, Mr. Usman.
Good morning.
My question to you this morning is that your party is not popular in Lagos State. We have APC. What gives you the conviction that you will win? That is my question. Thank you.
Okay. Now, where do you want to start from?
Well, I start from the first question. I thank you most sincerely for asking this question. I'm from the Onigunu family of Lagos Island. That's my father. My mother is my late mother, Elijah Amudalat Ayoka Uthman Ni Akesode. The Akesode family, they are also from Lagos Island. And that means father, mother, both ways. I'm a proud indigene of Lagos State. And that's one of the driving forces, that I am more a stakeholder than some people who are not from here and who are not administering the space properly. And I desire to do the best for my people and for my state, and also to look at the interest of other non-indigenous who are here, because Lagos is a potpourri of human beings.
Have you heard of public office before?
Yes, I've had a public office before. I was way back when I was 35. I was the personal assistant to the Minister of Transport and Aviation, Federal.
Okay.
Also personal assistant to the Minister of Power and Steel. And I was also in the Federal Government as a commissioner in the Lagos State Judicial Service Commission.
Okay.
And I've held several Nigerian Bar Association offices. Okay. So I'm experienced in that. And also, more importantly for me, I was also the person who drew up the planning policy regulation when Fashola was there in 2010, which was the policy that should have avoided any form of building collapse in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And the Excellency, our Excellency, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, he was also there. He was the vice chairman. So that's one of the befuddling facts, that he knew the reason of the committee. I don't know why buildings will begin to collapse every day in Lagos, as has been collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the second question is quite germane. I agree with you. SDP is not as popular as it should be in Lagos State. But the 2023 election, first and foremost, should not be about popularity of the party. It should be about the cerebral capacity of individuals who are able to deliver. Because I'm sure if you live in Ekpe and you're coming to Lekki every day and you spend 5-6 hours on the road, you're not going to think about party. You will believe that the party in power has failed you. If you're also somebody who was robbed in traffic and you could see that the government ought to put in place something to avoid this kind of a thing, you will also know that the government had failed you. Which brings me to the question of how do we avoid attacking traffic? I think I've dealt with that. We need to get miscreants off the road. We need to get agberos off the road. We need to get beggars also off our roads. We need to have a road that is a functional road. Mm. I remember when the Eko Bridge was built, there were two towers on that bridge, and I think you can still see those towers there. Tower 1, Tower 2 were placed at strategic positions on the bridge. The essence of those towers was to monitor traffic from the top, so that if there was a breakdown or if there was a problem, it could be identified and rectified. I think we have to think outside the box. We have to do things like that. But what we need to do, the solution to Agbero, attack on the road, beggars on the road, because if you pass through the Lagos from Admiralty Junction up to VGC Road, you will be sick if you are somebody who believes in what is right. You find women carrying children. You see a woman, she has a child on her chest, she's begging for money with the child. An investigation shows that some of these children are even rented. They put them on the road. How do we have a society? And in that sort of area, where we have women carrying children, sulking and begging on the road, it is a complete aberration. We need to take the child from the woman, we need to rehabilitate the women, and we need to do what is right for our society. Because these children they are carrying, they are the future of our country. So we cannot allow this sort of thing to continue. And for me, the SDB party, you may consider it not popular now. That will be your own assessment, looking at what is going on. But you see, there are INEC regulations, there are INEC guidelines. We're not supposed to put posters everywhere. We're not supposed to do what the other party, what they are doing, because what the party in government is doing is to abuse the INEC regulation. And it is only because INEC does not have the willpower to punish that you see some Emilio Kom posters on the road, you see some of the Sanwo-Olu posters on the road. It is not time for electioneering. We have put in place a system whereby by the time it is time to campaign, you will see that the SDP is in all the nooks and crannies of Lagos. We are relying on the youths. We are relying on people who will come out and vote for us.
I'm interested in some of the things that you said earlier about you being part of Fashola government that dropped a planning policy. Because I want to know your thoughts on building collapses in Lagos. What's your position? How does it make you feel that you drew up the plan alongside your team at the time, and here we are, building collapsing every now and again?
You see, without wanting to eulogize BRF when he was there, I was there also. There was a document, there was a team that was put together. I remember very well. It was the best in the built industry. As a matter of fact, former commissioner for planning in Lagos State, Tony Ayide, was there. I think the new man that they appointed now, Bangwishi, he was also there. In that regime, in that era also, was the present governor of Lagos State, Mr. Asomolu. I remember very well there was Professor Okedele of the University of Lagos. I also remember there was Amakonyo University of Lagos. They brought eggs from everywhere. The intention was to put in place a planning policy for the state to cater for quality of building control, to cater for approvals for construction, also to cater for monitoring of buildings. You see, there is no way you can monitor all that is going on in Lagos from Alausa. It's not practicable, it is not feasible, it is not realistic. What the policy tried to do is to bring this to the local government, that in every local government there will be a built desk. That desk will have people who will supervise buildings going on in the local government. And the whole idea of supervision is this. We have a test laboratory in Lagos State. We have in UNILAC, we have our own test laboratory. The whole idea is when you are building, the quality of what you are using is going to be tested, especially when you are going above three floors. So you see, when you test the quality on the third floor to the fourth floor, you test fourth to fifth until you go up there. And if there is any query at all, there's a stop order for you. The stop order is not to stop construction per se.
Okay.
The stop order is for you to rectify what the problem is. And once it is rectified, you go on constructing. Now, with this in mind, and with our attempts to achieve the basis of a megacity, you can imagine my state of mind as an individual. When I woke up one day and 21 stories collapsed on Gerard Road, it came down. After the collapse, yes, there were recommendations that were made. And we must congratulate government that they have been able to react to some of those recommendations.
Okay.
But sir, you can't. Another day recently, a week ago, a seven-story building came crashing down at Oniru. Seven stories. Between that time and now, many stories in Ebute Metta coming down. Lagos State has suddenly become notorious as a state of collapsing buildings. And can we afford to do this? Can we afford to be like this? We cannot. And the reason why we cannot is whatever happens in Lagos State defines what is going on in the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And I must commend the new Commissioner for Physical Planning. I must commend him for...
Why? Why are you coming? He hasn't even done anything.
Yeah, why I commend him is when he held a town hall meeting with stakeholders in the building industry, I think a day or two ago. And the purpose of that meeting was for them to again brainstorm on how to solve building collapse in Lagos State. And one of the key decisions that was made, I can remember, was that Lagos State government for now will stop approval of alteration of floors. So if you applied for six floors and you want to go nine, you can't get an approval from government now. That's a defining statement. That shows that he has the mental capacity to do the work. But remember when these seven stories collapsed, the commissioner hurriedly resigned. I mean, the man in charge of that agency, he resigned. We cannot allow resignation to be the solution, because resignation is just a very small pathway out of the door. I think there should be more than resignation. There has to be a form of sanction, because it was the one that was there between November and last week when buildings kept on collapsing. We need to put him on the hot seat. We need to ask him pertinent questions. Sir, when the 21-story building collapsed, how come you did not do enough to ensure that buildings will stop collapsing? He has to answer. Allowing him just to go scot-free is also an indictment on government. There is a question that has been hanging in the air. One, who is the owner of that building?
Okay.
This is a very important question that the Lagos State governor must answer. Now, we cannot continue to play the ostrich. Who owns this building? The facts emanating was, one, the man never got any approval from government. He was just building. Two, there were three stop work orders that was put on that building. Stop work order number one, he refused to stop. Order number two, he refused to stop. Order number three, he refused to stop. Now, the building came down, people died. He has to be prosecuted. There has to be prosecution. We need to deal with the law system in such a way that people keep dying and we continue to behave as if it is business as usual.
We just move on after a few discussions then.
Me, I believe, and I'm saying this with all sense of responsibility, that Mr. Babangida Sanwo-Olu, His Excellency, the Governor of Lagos State, and no other person lower than that, must tell the whole world who is the owner of that seven-story building that collapsed. The 21-story building, we know, the man also died in the building, so we cannot, but who owns this one? Who owns this one that government cannot sanction? Because if government went there with their police, and the man's police also drove the government police back, it's a terrible situation.
That's something to look at. Let me take a message from WhatsApp. Mike from Ikeja says, Sheriff, good morning. I dare say that by far, this is the most articulate candidate you've hosted on your show so far. The man knows his onions, does not just tell us the problems, but has successfully mounted a most solid argument in form of solutions. And he went on and on and on to, you know, shower you his accolades. And he says, here's a gentleman politician. That's what Mike said. Mike, thank you for dropping your thought. Let me take another one here from is that your name, Good Luck, or you're telling us Good Luck? This person says, in University of Lagos, a building collapsed at the second floor. If there's a testing center at the University of Lagos, what caused the building collapse and what has been done ever since? That's your question, though. But let me head to the telephone line before we move on to that issue of Okada ban. That's also on the table this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you. We can't hear you. We can barely hear you.
Okay, good morning.
Yes, please.
Okay, my name is Godwin, calling from the Shorolapo.
Okay.
Yes, I so much love the candidate you presented this morning with his articulated...
Do you have a question?
...whatever. So, my chair is this. previously we have had a very sweet-coated, honey person in that position, whereby it was said that within 6 months, traffic in Lagos...
Do you have a question, Mr. Godwin? Quickly. Hello? We don't have this luxury.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
How is he going to handle this road traffic that every day, imagine 4 hours, 5 hours from Lapwe?
Right. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Traffic along Ekpe, you know, axis. You made some comments earlier. Maybe you didn't hear.
Well, I live in Lekki, and I am very much aware of this problem. And I've experienced it. I've experienced driving from Ekpe. I went for a meeting at 12 o'clock. I left Ekpe. I got to my house at 6:30, and I drove. So I know the pains of the people that is there, and it is a definition of a collapsed government. Lagos State government cannot do what they're doing without providing so-called alternatives where people should pass. We know the road between, from the point before we get to VGC, okay, right down to where Abramadi Sonia, you have not just one house on that road. Every street of that road has more than 10,000 inhabitants. So in the morning, you have a floodgate of people coming out.
Coming out to the same road.
First and foremost, I will establish a special last-mile squad that will work in that place 24 hours of the day. I think I mentioned it.
Yes,
it's going to be a
that.
3-hour shift system to manage traffic. That will not solve the problem, but to manage traffic. And I will also liaise with the agencies and the people that are in that area now. Dangote is actively in that area. He's going to sell his products for a fee. I think we need to go into a negotiation with Aliko Dangote to say, sir, what you did on the Shodi Bagada Road, by building that road with concrete, you need to now consider replicating the same thing in that access. Because the problem your investment is going to create in that area is going to be a lot for commuters. And I will also look at the possibility of developing some feeder road system that will take you off the road. Because I'm aware that from VGC, there's a development that you can make that can connect the road in such a way that I will link it with Osborne. Okay. So when you're coming from that axis, you don't need to come to Abramade Sonia. Yeah. You don't need to come down. You simply connect the bridge, and then you make the connection. Because all efforts by Lagos State government to solve the traffic problem is not thinking outside the box. I remember the Osborne Ekoyi Bridge was built, I believe, during the period of Babatunde Rage Fashola. That bridge was a solution to the problem in that axis. And when it was built, it lifted traffic from Osborne to Lekki. Now, the bridge has now served its time. There is need for developments of alternative bridges. I know Lagos State government they've drawn the plan, they have discussed it, they have said it everywhere about building a fourth mainland bridge. We now need to look at the arithmetics of this bridge. And if it has to be done by way of a public-private partnership, it has become an emergency. You want me to say whether or not I can solve this problem in six months, 1 year, 2 years? Believe me sincerely, what I can assure you is this. If I'm governor of this state, I am going to put in place palliative measures that will solve this problem in 3 months. I will put in place a more holistic solution in 6 months. And I can assure you that within 2 years, with the cooperation of the federal government, myself and all the stakeholders in that industry who are mega box, we should be able to put in place a lasting solution in 2 years. Thank you very much.
All right. It's 8:52. I wish I can take more calls, but I can't take any further call because I need to ask you my last question right now, and that is the Okada ban. What's your position on this?
For me, I must commend the Lagos State government for their vision in the Okada ban. The governor has done very well. He has banned those because Okada had become a menace in society. They have also become a veritable opportunity for people to snatch people's bags and to perform all sorts of criminal activities. Getting them off the road is long overdue. That's number one. However, I think it should be done in the way and manner that is doing it.
Okay.
You take an area, you ban. You take an area, you ban. But not ban for banning sake. I believe that what we should be doing is, let's have a database
okay.
of the people that operate in that area.
Okay.
If you are there, we don't throw you into unemployment where you become more dangerous to society. We need to find some kind of job for you to do. That's why I say we need a rice plantation. We need water transportation. We can develop the fish farm. We can do things that will give these people means of livelihood. So for me, you have to be doing it gradually, as he's doing it. But I believe that what is missing is you ban, there is no area. So those people that you have banned, they move from Lekki, you find them in Ojota, you find them in Ekota, you find
areas.
Them in Akonjo, you find them in Orilokwe, part of and all those areas. That's not the solution. I commend him, but I think that we have to go a step further. So for me, it will be a gradual situation. And I believe that within 2 years, we'll be able to get them off the road by providing alternative means of transportation. And he's also doing that.
Right.
Because he has all these small buses. But the only problem is, how long will these buses last? So we have to sit down and do a transport summit. I think we have to do a transport summit in the state and take the issue of transportation holistically. We have to invite people who are experts in that industry. And we have to also take decisions that will move our state to the next level of being the mega city of Lagos State.
Chief Kunle Uthman, governorship candidate of the Social Democratic Party, thank you so much for coming on the Crossfire today. It's been fun having you here. Hopefully when campaign starts proper, I can bring you back here and just keep quiet and allow people to, you know, throw their questions, more questions at you. I have tons of them on WhatsApp and Facebook as we speak. Thank you again for coming around, sir.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's our show today, Lagos, Nigeria. Tomorrow we'll be speaking with another candidate in the 2023 elections on the platform of the NNPP. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you at 5. Bye for now.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.